The 2016 presidential nominating sweepstakes has dominated the news since January, but Rhode Island's been a wallflower at this dance. We've seen the candidates slogging through the snow of New Hampshire, the farms in Iowa, and even the college campuses of Massachusetts. Yet the Ocean State's been bypassed by candidates and cameras. Without going deeply into the Republican debate over body parts, a reality is that in presidential voting, after the opening states, size does matter. Our tiny sliver of southeastern New England has few delegates to deliver. That'll always be the case, and there's nothing we can do about it. Small states, however, can be crucial to the presidential campaign if they vote early. This is why Iowa and New Hampshire matter. With their overwhelmingly white populations, both states demographically look more like mid-20th century America than our diverse country of the 21st. Yet tradition, the acquiescence of party leaders, and a New Hampshire state law have enshrined these two states as the kickoff contests. That doesn't mean the Ocean State can't do more to draw the presidential spotlight. One of our pitfalls has been that over the years, the Rhode Island primary date has ping-ponged around the table. Since the 1970s, the state's primary has been held as early as March and as late as June. This year, we vote on April 26th. This has been an unpredictable campaign, but both the Republican and Democratic contests are probably going to be over by then. Our calendar zigzags haven't always translated into obscurity. In 2008, Rhode Island's March primary drew huge interest, especially on the Democratic side, where a vigorous joust between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama brought candidate and surrogate visits galore, as well as a record voter turnout of about 200,000. So how do we get more presidential candidates to take Rhode Island seriously? First, Rhode Island native Jennifer Duffy of Washington, D.C.'s nonpartisan Cook Political Report says the state should move the date back to March, holding our primary on the same day as Vermont and Massachusetts. Quote, earlier is better, says Duffy, particularly with regard to Massachusetts. Candidates who hold rallies in Boston or Worcester could easily slip into Providence, Pawtucket, or Warwick for events. Both states are as blue as Narragansett Bay on a summer day, so candidates could test messages before similar electorates. A more far-reaching solution is suggested by political scientist Darrell West, formerly of Brown University and currently at Brookings, a Washington, D.C. think tank. West says there should be a New England primary so that states other than New Hampshire become relevant. The current system means that none of the other five states get much attention, making it difficult to get candidates to focus on New England issues. A New England-wide sans New Hampshire primary would allow the states to cluster their efforts and get taken more seriously by candidates. Now all six New England states regularly vote Democratic in presidential elections. Turn the clock back to 1960, and the New England states did not sing from the same hymnal. That year, the three northern rural Protestant states of Maine, Vermont, and New Hampshire all went for Republican Richard Nixon. The three southern states, urban, industrial, and Roman Catholic, went for Democrat John F. Kennedy. Since 1992, every state in the region has supported the Democratic candidate, except for New Hampshire in 2000, when George W. Bush won a narrow victory over Al Gore. What's needed is to get the secretaries of state of the five New England states outside New Hampshire to agree on a common primary date. That would keep Rhode Island from being the Rodney Dangerfield of presidential politics and give us some respect.